I'm Shreya Kankanhali. I'm an assistant professor of marketing and management communications at the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management within the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. My research interests are regarding firms in emerging markets, particularly constraints to small firm growth, and how policy interventions can help those firms overcome constraints to spur more inclusive growth. This comes from my background of being an Indian immigrant growing up in Singapore and seeing the contrast in how small businesses operated and how they were performing between those two economies. So in this research, I start with the observation that in emerging markets, very traditional mom and pop shops coexist alongside modern retailers who sell similar products, like a Starbucks right beside a traditional family-run cafe. Yet I observed that traditional retailers do not have some of the basic physical features and tangible marketing practices that modern chains do. For example, traditional retailers lack clear signage and logos in their store, and they don't have systems to forecast product demand. So my research question is, would there be any benefit for the traditional mom-and-pop businesses to start to emulate Starbucks or other modern retailers in terms of their physical appearance or their internal marketing management? It could be that customers don't value the modernizing changes, which might serve as a signal of higher prices and dissuade them from shopping at their traditional shops. I designed and implemented a field experiment in Mexico City where my field research team went door-to-door in business and residential areas to recruit firms into our sample. We ended up assembling a sample of 1,100 or so traditional retail firms and surveyed them at baseline to measure what their sales were prior to any modernizing interventions. We then randomized the sample into three groups. The modernization interventions partnered each retailer with an undergraduate business student and provide them with a limited but affordable budget of up to $50 with which they could make physical changes to the marketing practices as well as the physical appearance of the store. We then measured the business performance of these retailers 2 years after the interventions were launched. We found significant and persistent main effects of marketing modernization on sales. Firms in both treatment groups increased their monthly sales by 15 to 20% relative to the control group 2 years later. We found that externally modernizing firms improved their overall store-level branding, while internally modernizing firms improved their product management capacities. So for the traditional retailers, we find that it's beneficial for them to emulate modern retailers to the best of their capacity. The estimated growth in their monthly sales was substantial and could be used to reinvest in the business and, for example, hire new employees. Our collaborators at Mexico's Ministry of Finance are currently looking to scale up programs such as the ones we implemented in Mexico City. It's important for programs to improve the store-level branding as well as the product management capacities of these businesses. Our findings suggest that it's important to help traditional retailers also cultivate their own store-level brand to expand product sales.